All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. Nah, it's pre-recorded. All right, so this is a combination video here. I'm going to read a email I got from a guy a while back named Max. This particular subject of this video is basically dating is dead, and this is the reason why.
The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
All right, my name is Max. Been watching your show for 6 years now. Started watching when I got dumped by my high school girlfriend. We dated from 8th grade to just after our senior year of high school. So, by reading that, she's the same age as you. I was destroyed. It killed me when I would hear stories of her dating other men.
See ya.
Bye.
I refer to that phenomena as like dating PTSD, and it's basically you're into a woman, you're madly in love with her, she gives you the business, and then you hear stories of her with other dudes down the way, and it destroys you a little bit inside every time you hear that. I'm just going to be honest. You don't come here for me to lie to you, so I'm just going to tell you the truth. So
let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I've been in this situation myself. You know, your mind, you're thinking of her kissing other dudes, sucking other, you know, dudes' dicks, getting hammered, you know, all of the horse shit.
We've got the premiest, girthiest champion cocks in town.
And there's nothing you can do. You're completely powerless. There's no way you're going to ride to the rescue or save that little damsel in distress because she's already put a knife in your back and basically cast you off to your own devices.
There's nothing like stroking your own girthy cock.
That's fairly common for high school relationships after they get done with high school. So you're totally normal here. I'm not reading anything that's out of hand. I think you're in the wheelhouse. Okay. She moved away to attend Eastern Michigan University. I'm just going to be honest. You know, I hung out at Eastern quite a bit, and if she went to Eastern, she has been banged out 100%, 1,000%. If she's in a sorority, it's 1,000% plus 40%.
I'm a whore.
So, yeah, I mean, she might have been your high school girlfriend, but now she's a blown-out whistle sack. Hopefully that information will help you get beyond this, because it's sounding like you're still pining over this woman. And I'm going to be honest, you're pining over a woman that doesn't exist anymore. This isn't 8th grade through senior year of high school. This is adulting. This is the real world, okay? And she's lost to you. You have to accept this. And I'm sorry I'm being so brutal here.
Oh, okay.
She always talked about becoming a doctor, but I believe she majored in finance and accounting. She graduated already, and I lost track of her. Good. You are not doing yourself any favors by continuing to pine over this girl. Now, I'm not going to tell you to get over it, okay? That is the worst advice one man can give to another. But you're going to have to get through it. Plain and simple. Okay, let's see. When I go home to visit my parents, so his parents are still married, I catch myself driving by her parents' house. It's hard to believe this happened, but here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Now, I myself have made this mistake. I have driven past exes' houses, let my mind wander down valleys of sadness and melancholy. And usually when I got home, I would drown my sorrows in some hard liquor. And now that, I'm in my 50s looking back, it was a monumental waste of time and emotion. It really was. All it really did was keep you in the pool of depression longer than necessary.
It's proof that Jesus died in vain and legally changed his middle name to fucking...
Now, the rule of thumb is simply this. It's going to take you 50% of the time of the relationship you were in to get over it. Okay, so if you were dating her for 5 years, 8th grade through 12th grade, it's going to take 2.5 years, realistically, to get over it. So it sounds to me like you're not over this yet. And I get it. I get it. But I'm just telling you, it's not the healthiest, man. And it breaks my heart to hear this. But it is what it is. I soon will have my master's in electrical engineering to go with my bachelor's in architecture. Okay. All right. So you're going to be making good bank if you can secure a good job. I mean, that's 150K to 300K kind of career, especially if you're getting a good firm and you are good at your job. Your chances of making bank are a lot higher. Let's see. I have tried dating other women, but to be honest, I'm just not motivated. And I get it. I get it. The women of today are all damaged and ran through. I've been saying that for years. Totally true. Okay. I am not willing to gamble my future on a woman who with three magic words can take all I have worked for and ruin my life. Those three magic words are, I'm not happy. Can you talk about how and why dating is dead in the West? I will always chase my excellence. Good. Thank you for the lifeline of comedy and sanity during some of my loneliest moments. It truly did help. All right, Max. Well, you asked for it. We're going to give it to you. So here we go. All right, first, let's throw out some stats for the ground rules. 50% of first marriages will end in divorce. If you have children, 85% of the time, the mother's going to get custody of those children, and you're going to wind up watching them grow up and fast forward if you get to watch them grow up at all. There are many guys out there who have kids and never see them because they have to work overtime and two jobs just to make their child support obligations. In the meanwhile, she can meet another man who can legally spend way more time with your very own kids than you can.
That is some sadistic bullshit.
Now, with that 85% of the time women get custody, now this is just my observation and my research I've done here in Michigan in the Tri-County area. 7% of the time, that father will get custody of those children because the mother didn't show up in court. So if you back that out, it's a 93% chance that the woman's going to get custody of those kids no matter what you do. Okay. 80% of divorces are filed by women, and that will go up to about 90% when you're dealing with college educated. All right. Now, you've mentioned here that, she went to Eastern Michigan University, and I'm going to just be honest, she has been banged out. When she walked across that stage to get her degree, she had the thousand cocks stare, and in her mind, she was slipping penises like a boxer is slipping jabs. This girl that you knew from back in the day is gone, and more than likely, she may get married, probably as a betting man. I would not bet on that marriage lasting. And in about 5 to 8 years, you can expect a slingback from her because she train wrecked her life and wants to go back to the basics. I hear it all the time. I just want to, I want a nice guy, a real dude. Listen, if you ever hear that from her, give her the bird and tell her you had a nice guy, you had a good dude, you put a knife in his back, and you got blown out. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Now, when you look at some of the other statistics out there, I believe 65 of young men out there are not even trying to date. They are done. Whereas half that number of ladies are single. So what is that telling us? Most of these ladies are either a side chick or they have no problem sharing dudes, top-tier dudes. At the end of the day, a lot of these women are going to wind up in box wine and Catland because men of quality are not going to wife those type of ladies up.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
And since she's been banged out, you know, the minute she won over 8 cocks, which a woman can do in a month or less, their chances of staying in a marriage drops below 20%. So let that sink in. This high school girlfriend is lost. So in your mind, you're going to have to come to terms with that. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you have to punch 1,000 holes in the walls with your bare fists. That's a technique, not the preferred method. The preferred method is in your mind. You have to basically convince yourself that she is dead. So next time you go home and you're getting that urge to drive by the house and relive going over there during high school and probably had a bunch of dinners there and palled around with her father and her family, in your mind, you're going to have to convince yourself that she is dead and this is a waste of effort, period. All right, so 4 best matchmaking services 2025. Pricing pros and cons. Number 1, 3-day rule top matchmaking services. Because there's a lot of women out there and some dudes that actually think they're going to get a better result from this. And I'm here to tell you, no. All right, so matchmaking testing success score 9.42 out of 10. All right, so this particular service, it starts at $5,900, $6,000. Let's just roll up to $6,000. And that's the bottom level performance or bottom tier dating. All right, so the process is one-on-one matchmaker. So you get to meet your matchmaker. Highly detailed and effective process. I don't think so. Only available in 11 major cities. Unless you're open to travel. Okay, so it's probably in major cities where most of the men are basically soy boys or gay.
Oh my God, you can feel the heat.
And these women want masculine men, which probably don't exist in these areas. eHarmony matchmaking, best, less expensive option. All right, now I've tried eHarmony. I think it was Match back in the day. I was really not really impressed. It wasn't worth the money. And this one starts at roughly $35 a month. It's computer driven. Pros, a big savings, and a track record of 20 plus years of successful matchmaking. Cons, doesn't come with a one-on-one matchmaker. You have to do some of the work. Okay, whatever. Next is Talkify Matchmaking. This is an 8.7 out of 10. Basic packages start around $3,000 and go all the way up to $70,000.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
One-on-one matchmaker, large network of singles, I doubt it. Individualized service can be more expensive. All right. So we're done dealing with that one. Here's another one here. So this is another article from July 22, 2024, Best Matchmaking Services. Let's see, we got Events and Adventures, and it runs you between $100 and $200 a month. Love and Matchmaking, again, this is an online, thing with, it's supposedly private. You get relationship coaching, blah, 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 whatever. It's just lunch. Well, women don't like to go to lunch. They don't want to do coffee dates or, walk around, talk around dates. So how are they going to settle for just lunch? And then we have master matchmakers. All right. Selective search. And selective search uses Fortune 500 recruitment techniques. Get the hell out of here. All right. Now this one here, elite matchmaking, which has one star.
I think I can smell shite.
And then you have successful singles. This is just fucking stupid. All right, with the quality of women out there today that have all been run through, this is a waste of time and money. In my opinion, you know, I'm no longer in the game, nor do I care. But I'm sick and tired of hearing about these young men who are killing themselves because they are failing at this whole dating relationship marriage crap. It is done. It has been wrecked. It has been ruined. It's the Titanic. It is taking on water. There's nothing you can do but try to make it to a lifeboat and get the hell off the sinking ship.
Game over, man. It's game over.
All right, this graph here is how heterosexual couples have met from 2009 to 2017. I was back in the dating world roughly 2009 up until 2018-ish when I just said, fuck it, packed it in. All right, now if you look at this one here, this top line here is met through friends. And you'll see here, it pretty much peaked in 1990, started going down in the late 90s, and by 2020, when this came out, it had tanked quite a bit. Now, if you look here at Met Online, it starts out in roughly 1980, and it's relatively flat until, I would say, the late 90s, which is accurate, and then it just took off. Look at that. It goes all the way up here to 40-some-odd percent in 2020. And I would say it's probably higher now, at least 50%. But a lot of guys are no longer participating, so it is, you know, you're going to get what you get. Now, this purple line here, this is met in bars and restaurants. In 1940, it was pretty low. It picked up roughly in 1968, 1970, and stayed relatively flat until roughly 2005-ish. And it also has gone up along with Met Online. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. This is girlschase.com article/7 factors behind the 2020 dating collapse. All right, now, this is my favorite. This is the delusion calculator. Let's figure this out. If she's the same age as you and she's already graduated, I'm just guessing you are probably somewhere around the age of 27, 28. I set this one at age 27 to 42. All right. Now you look at the height. I put 6 feet to 6'10", and income from 150 to 300K. I put ethnicity down here as white. All right, and we're going to see what, let's find out what her chances are. And this data all comes from calculated using U.S. Census Bureau data. So she has a 0.69% chance of meeting a man with the mark of the beast. And this is her delusion score, 5 out of 5. So what is this telling me, Max? This is telling me that the dating market is deader than a ran-over dog. More than likely, your former girlfriend from high school is chasing her tail, hoping and praying for the mark of the beast dude. There's no details about her looks, but basically for every 7 years after the age of 25-ish, depending upon genes, she's going to lose one look factor until she bottoms out, usually between 3 and 4. Now, another factor, Max, you have to take into account is she's coming up on 30 in 3 to 4 years. She's basically one hairy nutsack away from 30. Women who get to the age of 30 are starting to feel the effects of the wall, which usually shows up anywhere between 32 and 40 years of age, depending upon their genetics and habits. It just is what it is. Maybe she likes to, drink those sugary foo-foo drinks, doesn't work out, and likes to eat. Not to mention the freshman 15 that hit her when she went to college. It could be she's the good, 60 to 80 bills over her weight when you knew her in high school. So if she was a buck 20 in high school, she's, 190 to 220 now. And she's got a blown out whistle sack, so you can quit agonizing over her. Now, here's another thing a lot of guys do, is they have a hard time depicting between pining over the girl or pining over the dreams and expectations of having said girl in your life for a long period of time, i.e. marriage, the kids, the whole runaround bullshit. I got it. It's not healthy. Right? Now listen, I'm not a psychologist, nor do I pretend to be, but I'm just telling you right now, from this letter and what you got going on, you need to buckle down on your excellence, hit the gym, get a couple really good hobbies, and that's where I would leave it for now. Because the women of today, that juice is not worth the squeeze. Now, Max, I hope this video helped you out. I really do. I understand the mental anguish you are going through. I have been there many times. But looking back on it now, I would say 70% of these girls that, gave me the business, I was upset about the dream of having them in my life, not actually having them, if there's a difference. And if you can figure out that mental gymnastics, I can guarantee you short years, when you go home to see your parents, you won't want to drive by her house. You won't care about places you took her out when you were in high school. All of that will become just a faint echo in the background of your mind. And then you can focus 110% on charging forward with life. I hope this helped, and I will talk to you later.